Is it just me, or is that not at the top of your playlist when you know you're about to hit the great outdoors and do the classic road trip wherever you may be going? I know I definitely have to play Send Me On My Way. A couple of those where you've got to play them where you know you're going to be on the road for 50 miles or more. And in fact, if you look at national statistics, these were from April of 2024, so very recently, it says 75% of Americans plan to take at least one road trip this summer, and that is at least 100 miles or more away from home. That doesn't even include, might I add, the quick weekend turnaround trips or even those day-long trips that some of us will be doing several times this summer. So we want to make sure you are prepped and your cars are prepped for any road trips that may lie ahead. We have Alex Latke back with us from AAA. And good morning to you, Alec. How are you?
Doing well. I'm glad you commented on the rusted roof, because I was going to if you didn't. That was a nice choice.
Right? I mean, come on. That has to be like a top five on any road trip playlist. It has to be.
Yes, and they put on a good live show, too, so I'm sure there's some of those recordings out there.
Oh, that's amazing. I've not seen them live, but that would be on my bucket list of concerts for sure. That would be great. I'd love that. Oh, I tell you, Alec, I tell you. Well, as we're talking about, you know, what to play in the car, I would imagine you are more focused on, I would say, the more serious things we need to prep our cars and even ourselves. I want to talk about making sure the car is ready for the road trip, no matter how far you're going from home. What would you say are some of the, you know, the necessities to make sure your car is prepped for any trip that lies ahead?
I think there's certainly plenty of things that we recommend doing to keep your car in good shape. But I think the number one advice, or it's not even advice, it's just a reminder, is to check your tires. I mean, we think about, you know, these are the only four things between you and the road, right? Everything else in your car, you got to keep it in good shape to keep it humming. But, you know, your tires are what are taking you from A to B. And we know that a lot of people don't check their air pressure or their tire pressure until it's too late, right? They wait for the car system to tell them, oh, your tire pressure is running low. Go put some more air in it. And at that point, it's already too low. Like, it's way too low. So you'd want to check it. We say once a month. The reality is we know most people are not doing that, but check it, you know, once every couple months when the seasons change. So once every 3 months, really whenever you think of it, and that will hopefully help keep you safe if your tire is appropriately inflated and your tire has good tire tread. That's going to reduce the risk of a blowout and the likelihood that you'll need to call us.
Here's another thing, too, Alec. You know how when you go to get your car serviced, they'll put that little sticker a lot of the times on the top corner of your either your dashboard or your windshield. They'll put it up there and they'll say, you know, when you reach this mileage point or you get to this date, you should just come and get your car checked for oil, things like that. How important is it that you kind of stick to, you know, one or two of those numbers that they give you?
Pretty important. I think if you have a reputable mechanic, right, that's the first thing. You want to have a mechanic that you trust, that's not ripping you off. And if you have that, then it's, I think, very reasonable to rely on the recommendations, because, yeah, something like the engine oil, that's something you can check yourself, make sure that at least you have enough of it. But a lot of the things like just making sure the engine is in good shape, if there's any issues with the steering wheel moving back and forth that we see sometimes pop up on road trips, just checking all the fluids. You know, again, some of those are things you can do yourself pretty easily. Some of those are things that it's better to have a technician do. But regular maintenance is, you know, it's just like anything else. It's like a home. It's like your body, right? And an ounce of prevention is definitely worth a pound of cure when it comes to a car.
And, you know, for the road trip, we have Alex Latke here from AAA. What about having stuff in the car, not so much the car functioning, but having what you need, you know, for a 3, 4, even 5 hour road trip, or if it's a multi-day drive, what would you suggest people have in the car?
I think most important is, you know, water and snacks, Certainly a charged cell phone is important, so you can contact, you know, friends or family or us if you need any assistance. But water and snacks is really important, especially for folks that are, you know, diabetic that might need a little blood sugar. I know I was stuck. I was in Montreal this past weekend, which was really nice. Caught in basically a 2-hour line at the border coming back. So, that's an area where I was very happy to have some water in the car. And I didn't want you don't want to feel like you have to ration it because you don't know. Maybe it's a 4-hour delay. Maybe there's a crash and you're stuck in traffic for hours on end. Obviously, those things are not likely to happen most times, but in the rare cases where it does happen, you want to be prepared.
We're talking about road trips, and certainly when you hear about the weather today and tomorrow, maybe you want to just crank the AC and be stuck in the car. That might be a better idea than being outside. We've got Alec Slatke here from AAA. Alec, how do we make sure we are not drowsy drivers?
I mean, sleep is the name of the game. I think that, you know, there's no substitute for it. That's what all the research finds. Whether you know, ideally you get a good night of sleep. If you didn't get a good night of sleep and you're driving for a long road trip, pull into a safe rest area, take a nap for a little bit. You know, there's no substitute for good sleep. There's things like caffeine, which evidence shows can have a benefit, but the benefit is short term. So if you pull over, you take a break, you drink a cup of coffee and then you take a nap. By the time you wake up from your nap, you might be even more refreshed, but it's not clear that caffeine provides any sort of long-term benefit. The only thing that will help is sleep and taking breaks at regular intervals. That's what's going to keep your mind refreshed and on the task of driving.
Well, it's interesting, Alec, because I agree that obviously, you know, we need sleep, but you've got people who will leave 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning because they want to miss the rush hour traffic that you'll see in the morning, you know, in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. Like I get, you know, getting out there early, or even people who will leave later at night to, again, avoid the traffic and all that. Or even people who are like, hey, you know what, I'm just going to hunker down and I'm going to go the 10 hours straight driving, you know, to wherever they need to go, because I want more time at my destination. But, you know, even if you get enough sleep and you've timed it, you know, talk about just the effect of being on the road and certainly being in traffic and what that does to the body. I would imagine, you know, regardless if you got that 8, 9, even 10 hours of sleep the day before, you are going to get tired, you know, kind of just being stuck in the car.
Yeah, driving is a very active task. Your mind is active 100% of the time, or at least I hope it is. Your legs might be active again. You know, you're not lifting weights, but it's a very, very active task. And, you know, I know I notice it, and I think most people notice after you've driven for, you know, 6 hours in a day, let's say. Even if, you know, you started the day at 8 a.m. and it's only 5 o'clock, you're like, wow, I'm tired. You know, this is an exhausting day. And that's what driving does to your body. So you need to make sure that you're getting the breaks that you need. That's why there are regulations at the federal level about how much commercial truck drivers can drive, right? It's not like they can drive every day, 12 hours a day, 15 hours a day, and no breaks. There's regulations to make sure that truck drivers get enough sleep. There's regulations to make sure that pilots and, you know, the crew and the plane, that they are well rested. So, you know, I'm not saying you need to, you know, look up what those regulations are and make sure you're following them. You probably are, just without trying. But do what you need to do to keep your body refreshed. And that definitely includes, you know, taking a break. And look, you're probably going to need gas. You're probably going to need to use the bathroom. So take advantage of those times to get up, stretch, take a quick nap if you need.
Yeah, certainly. And even if you have, you know, some of those drinks or supplements, like a 5-hour energy drinks or whatever, that only takes you so far.
Yes. And we know that you don't know how drowsy you are. There's a lot of evidence that says people underestimate their drowsiness frequently. They think they can go more and they can't. And then their eyes start to be closed for more often in a minute. And all of a sudden, boom, even if you didn't fall asleep at the wheel, you took your eyes off the road for a second and something happened. So, you don't know how drowsy you are. You can do whatever tips and tricks you like, playing music, chewing gum, blasting the AC, opening the window. Those don't really seem to have any benefit. And those energy drinks, again, helpful for a limited time. And then you're just going to be back to tired again.
If anything, all those things you just mentioned, those are just signs that you definitely need to take a break or switch off drivers or, find a place to stay overnight and pick back up the next morning. Alec, thank you so much. Always appreciate it. And I know we'll be talking again in just a couple of weeks.
Thanks so much.
All right. Alex Lathke of AAA here on WICC.